Ladies and gentlemen, the second general session of the California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention for 2018 is now in session. And please let me give a shout out to our sponsors. And first I want to say hello, ACB Radio. And I'm going to thank all of our sponsors at the investor sponsorship level for $5,000 is Uber. And they've given us, yes! And they presented to us this afternoon. And they've given us money and rides for this weekend. So use the code CCB2018 to get your two rides for $10 off each trip. Our sustaining sponsors, we have four sustaining sponsors at $3,000 each. Energy Update California, Sprint, and Kelly is up here and will be speaking with us in a few minutes. Vanda Pharmaceuticals. And you know, some of the Vanda folks said to me today, not many people came by our booth who didn't know what we're doing. And I said, that means you're doing your job very well, because people now know about what you're doing. And could we please have quiet? Could we please have quiet? Thank you very much. And our final sustaining sponsor is Wells Fargo. And we heard from Kathleen Martinez. At the contributor level is our wonderful law firm, Rosen, Bean, Galvin, and Grunfeld. And they just helped us finish a case with San Mateo County this past week, and where we got the mail vote by mail. I got to send you the press release, Eric, so we can get it up on the site. And at the supported sponsor is American River Parkway Foundation. That's where we were going to walk with on Sunday. Friends of the Commission, these people have donated in-kind items. And that's Cordova Community Council, the Folsom Cordova Community Council, Partnership Cordova Church of Christ, Rancho Cordova Grocery Outlet, and we thank them for their in-kind donations. Please be sure to visit the sponsored following activities: the Uber Banquet, the Uber International Luncheon today, now we're on to the things that Sprint is sponsoring: the registration and volunteer booth, the technology luncheon tomorrow, and Vanda Pharmaceuticals has sponsored the educational outbreak today, the leadership dinner that we just had, and the women's breakfast that was this morning. The Wells Fargo, we had the financial literacy workshop last Wednesday. It was terrific. They are sponsoring the live streaming event. Could we please have quiet? If you want to visit, go outside. The Energy Upgrade California Fellowship, Riverside Walk, they're also sponsoring the Dog Quiet Room and the Relief Area. So, and the luncheon, and the Guide Dog Handlers Luncheon tomorrow. So much thanks to our sponsors. I am going to now, could we have quiet in the room? I think people are still making their way in. We need to, right now I'm going to turn the microphone over to our acting chair, credentials chair and nominating committee chair. Our thoughts and prayers and good wishes go out to Pam Pology, who was ill and could not make the convention. But Frank, our first vice president, stepped in this evening, and then Frank will continue as the presiding officer of the evening. So with that, I'm going to switch this mic out and to give it to Frank.
All right. Got there. Okay. All right. Here is the report of the CCB Credentials Committee. I will go through the information for each chapter. Again, this is We're not making amendments at this time, but here's the information. ACB Capital Chapter, the president is Karen Schroeder. They have 38. We have 38 members with 8 votes. The delegate is Karen Schroeder. The alternate delegate is Jonathan Marcotte. And for your information, the nominating committee representative was Jonathan Marcotte. Active Blind Inland Valleys Chapter, President Alan Ramos, members 10, votes 5, Delegate Christy Crespin, Alternate Delegate Edward Crespin, Nominating Committee Representative was Christy Crespin. Bayview Chapter, President Maureen Schultz, members 45, votes 9, Delegate Connie Skeen, Alternate Delegate Mike Gorman, Nominating Committee Representatives Connie Skeen. Actually, we found that there was an error in that. We resolved that. Braille Revival League of California. President Linda Perel. Members 16, votes 5. Delegate Linda Perel. Alternate Delegate Steve Fort. Nominating Committee Representative Linda Perel. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. President Bernice Kandarian. Members 55, votes 5. Delegate Penny Valdovinos, Alternate Delegate, Eugene Lozano, Nominating Committee Representative was Penny Valdovinos. California Council of Blind Students, President Robin Patchy, Members 10, Votes 5, Delegate Paul Patchy, Alternate was Robin Patchy, and Nominating Committee Representative was Paul Patchy. California Library Users of America. The president is Bonnie Rennie. Members are 30. Votes 5. Delegate Susan Glass. Alternate Delegate Frank Welty. Nominating Committee Representative Susan Glass. Contra Costa Chapter. President Joel Isaac. Members 11. Votes 5. Delegate Gabe Griffith. Alternate Earl Robb. Nominating Committee Representative Gabe Griffith. East Los Angeles Chapter, President Stephanie Rood, Members 36, Votes 7, Delegate Lynn Coates, Alternate Delegate Rafael Enriquez, Nominating Committee Representative was Lynn Coates. Fresno Chapter, President Sarah Harris, Members 34, Votes 7, Delegate Kenneth Klossel, Alternate Delegate Lisa Presley Thomas, the nominating committee representative was Lisa Presley Thomas. Glendale Burbank Chapter. President Anthony Signorello. Members 27. Votes 5. Delegate Anthony Signorello. Alternate Delegate Artis Basin. Nominating Committee Representative Anthony Signorello. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated. President Alice Turner, members 45, votes 5, delegate Miley George, alternate Ken Metz, nominating committee representative Ken Metz. Greater Bakersfield Chapter, President Chris Fenerick, members 25, votes 5, delegate David Henriksen, alternate Penny Valdovinos, nominating committee Representative John Ross. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, President Ken Metz, members 30, votes 6, Delegate Pamela Hill Metz, Alternate Delegate Tanya Corey, Nominating Committee Representative Pamela Hill Metz. Inland Empire Chapter, President Christine Bailey, members 12, votes 5, Delegate Christine Bailey, Alternate Idel Galovic. Galavis, thank you. Nominating Committee Representative Linda Bailey. Orange County Chapter, President Andrea DeKlotz. Members 18, votes 5. Delegate Bonnie Rennie. Alternate Delegate Kathy Schmidt Whitaker. Nominating Committee Representative Bonnie Rennie. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, President Paul Patchy Jr., Members, 13 votes, 5. Delegate, Jeff Tom. No alternate delegate. Nominating Committee Representative, Jeff Tom. Redwood Empire Chapter, President, Larry Hall. Members, 22 votes, 5. Delegate, Diane Deutsch. Alternate delegate, Lori Ballard. Nominating Committee Representative, Diane Deutsch. San Diego Braille Club, President, Brian Ostosh. Members, 18 votes, 5. Delegate, Joseph Lopez. Alternate delegate, Charlene Ornelas. Nominating Committee Representative, Joseph Lopez. San Francisco Chapter, President, Frank Welty. Members, 34 votes, 7. Delegate, Lisa Cushman. Alternate delegate, Lorraine Theveny. Nominating Committee Representative, Lorraine Theveny. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, President, Phil Obregon. Members, 39 votes, 8. Delegate, Phil Obregon. Alternate delegate, Anita van der Linden. Nominating Committee Representative, Phil Obregon. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, President, Susan Glass. Members, 84 votes, 17. Delegate, Alice Turner. Alternate, Mike Keithley. Nominating Committee Representative, Rob Turner. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, President, Tanya Williams. Members, 40 votes, 8. Delegate, Georgia Gail Miller. Alternate, Tanya Williams. Nominating Committee Representative, Tanya Williams. The following chapters did not submit, to the best of our knowledge, did not submit credentials information and were not seated. Golden Gate Chapter, Greater Lakewood Chapter, Greater Long Beach Chapter, High Desert Chapter, Humboldt Chapter, San Bernardino Chapter, San Diego Chapter, and Solano Chapter. This concludes the credentials report for this convention. Okay, we will, and so we move the acceptance of this report. It's been moved and seconded. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. Is there any discussion? Who calls for the floor? Jeff Tom.
So I might be wrong, but it was my understanding that Solano had gotten their stuff in.
We heard nothing from them. I received no documentation, nor did anybody from Solano report at the credentials meeting.
Is Sandy in the room? That doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
All right. I believe that we can accept that. So who's speaking?
Sandy Nelson.
That is Sandy Nelson, and you are the president. Yes. Yeah. The number of and how many members do you have? Sandy. You have 11 members, so you have 5 votes. And you are the delegate?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have an alternate? No. Okay. All right, then we will accept that, and you will be included. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. All right, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the credentials report with the addition of Solano County, say aye. Opposed? Thank you. Abstentions? Report is approved.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're in the The next item on the agenda is a report from the Executive Director of the American Council of the Blind, Mr. Eric Bridges.
Well, good evening. Pardon me. I think I'm starting to come down with something. It's been a fun week. I've been in California since Monday. Was at CSUN, where I actually got to go out to dinner with the woman sitting to my left, Kelly Egan from Sprint, and then she followed me up here. So, pretty cool. Well, thank you all for having me. Judy, thank you very much for the invitation to come out and be with you all. I have not been here since 2009, so a lot has changed in ACB, along with me. Nobody cares about that, but I'm here in a newer role as executive director. As many of you know, I was previously the Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs, and then the Director of External Relations and Policy. And so I've had this position for the last couple of years. There's been a lot going on, both externally with the work of ACB as well as internally to begin to build and professionalize the infrastructure of the organization. And so I thought maybe I'd talk with you all about sort of a mix of things tonight. Why don't we start on the national office side? There is a really welcome addition to our team. Her name is Claire Stanley, and she is the new advocacy and outreach specialist for ACB. She comes to us from the state of California. Oh my gosh. You guys, yes. She is from Orange County originally. She did her undergrad at UC Davis and got her law degree from UC Irvine. And for the last year, she's been working at the Mid-Atlantic ADA Technical Assistance Center in the DC area. And we're fortunate to have her. She's young, she's really smart, and she's very energetic. So all qualities that are absolutely necessary to be in a role like that, interfacing with our members, also the general community of folks that are calling in that are in crisis. She also, you know, has technical expertise in areas that I think are going to be beneficial to us as we move forward with policy as well as legal advocacy in the future. So we welcome her. She's going to be working for Tony Stevens, who many of you remember from last year. He had a ball with you all last year. So that's big. The other thing that has happened since the start of the year is we expanded our office space, our physical office space. So we've acquired the rest of the suite in the building in Alexandria, where we're located, which allows us to do more, more meeting space, more space for hopefully in the future additional team members. So it's all good. Pardon me. So I've been out here all week, and at the very start of my trip, we were able to announce a very cool, never-before-done technological feat, and it sounds kind of interesting. It sounds sort of like Back to the Future. I was saying this to folks earlier. On Monday, we announced jointly with Cisco the first accessible VoIP phone system of its kind ever, which is awesome. Some of you out there are going, oh my God, it's not a smartphone, it's that goofy thing on your desk. Well, then you think to yourself, have I ever actually been able to use that phone to its fullest capabilities at work? No. What we've been able to do over the last year in collaboration with Cisco is to work with them to build software that will be pushed to these phones and make them accessible with just a couple of presses of a button. So in essence, that 8800 series phone, of which there are millions and millions of in current operation in the U.S., will have the accessibility if you want it. So there's going to be more information coming out about how to do this. We're going to be, Cisco's put together a documentation manual that we're going to be sharing as well with folks, because it's our expectation that employers are going to go and have this software push and also make the training materials available to their blind employees. This is a big deal, because what this will now allow blind people is the ability to enter into the workforce in a space where young sighted people have entered in for decades, as administrative assistants, as secretaries, as receptionists, and then move up within organizations. Also, this will allow for folks who are blind to actually be able to know who is calling them. What a shock, right? And to avoid people, right? Just like sighted people, we'll have the ability to say no, to be passive aggressive. No, but it's excellent. Late this afternoon, it was announced by Apple that they have put together and sent to the International Emoji Council, yes, there is one of those, a set of emojis dealing with disability. And in their announcement, they thanked the American Council of the Blind, because we consulted with them on two emojis, one that is a guide dog. Yay. With a harness. There is a service animal as well with a vest, so there is a distinction there that they're making. And a white cane. So you all will be seeing that here shortly. Kelly Gask is going to get that information out. But we work with Apple on a lot of different topics, and we've got a wonderful relationship with them. I was at CSUN this week and saw a lot of really interesting stuff. There's a lot that's going on in the technology space. That is positive, but also, we are from a rapidity evolution standpoint, technology is advancing at a far greater pace than it ever has before. And there is a serious need for ACB to continue our work with these companies, because as they evolve and bring products at a faster rate to market, they don't always do it with clean accessibility at launch. And it is up to us as an organization to do outreach when necessary, to call them out, to call them onto the carpet for it, but ultimately to find ways to get to a solution that is acceptable for our community. So many of you are aware that Microsoft had some issues with Skype over the last few months. Those are being actively fixed. And we had a really productive meeting with Microsoft. Actually, they called the meeting to talk with us about what they're doing, but also to take stakeholder feedback. It was an excellent conversation. So I've just talked on and on about technology. There's a lot of other stuff that's happening. There's a bill in the Congress, H.R. 620, which I'm sure many of you are aware of, that has passed the House of Representatives that would eliminate the ability to file suit under the ADA. Obviously, we have grave concerns about that. And we've been active with our partners in the cross-disability community to fight against that. The bill is now in the Senate, and I am pleased to report that Senator Feinstein, we've been in a couple of meetings with her staff. She's attempting to find a way to deal with this issue, to punish the ambulance chasers, but still retain the ability for us under the ADA to do what is currently the law, for us to be able to file suit. So we are we're appreciative of that. Calls to her office, thanking her for her sort of championing this effort, is they would be welcome. 202-224-3121 in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, in the House of Representatives, the disability community really was not consulted as the bill was moving through the legislative process. And that frustrated, and I think it's safe to say it angered us as an organization, and more broadly, obviously, as a community. If you're going to do something like this, why not bring in the folks that are going to be impacted by it? Apparently, they didn't think about that, or they didn't want to. Probably they didn't want to. We were contacted last summer by a little company that's based in Mountain View, California, called Google. They had been contacted by the University of Hawaii. The University of Hawaii has developed an app that is being deployed in California, 15 national park sites. It's called the Unity app. And what this app does is each one of these national parks has brochures and all sorts of information. And it's really not very accessible. And so what this app does is allow for that information to be made accessible to us. And literally, you don't even have to go to the park to access it. But it makes the experience of a blind visitor all the more fruitful. And so we are collaborating with the University of Hawaii through the support of Google to do this. And our first test site was Yosemite, which is, as you all know, maybe you're a little jaded by it because you're in California, just kind of like I am about like the National Mall. But Yosemite is like one of our nation's treasures. And in November, a team of, I want to say 28, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, CC 26. You could have gone with a higher number. Okay. All right. CCB members hopped in a bus and went to Yosemite to test it. And it sounded like they had a wonderful time. There are many more parks to come, Muir Woods, Rosie the Riveter, just to name a couple. It has been excellent to work with the folks in CCB, Susan Glass and Sarah Harris and many others, to bring more access to our nation's parks through this project. And just really want to thank CCB for your willingness to work with the national organization and the University of Hawaii. Thank you. So we all care about our service animals, even if we don't have service animals ourselves. There has been quite a bit of news that has come out this year with perceived abuses as well as actual abuses of the Air Carrier Access Act with regard to airlines. Many of you are probably aware of the emotional support peacock that thankfully was not allowed onto an aircraft. I've never found peacocks to be really nice animals to begin with. I can't imagine when you get one in a cabin what it's going to do. Yeah. Anyway, the uproar, you know, and we hear from folks about quote-unquote emotional support animals lunging and attacking guide dogs. In January, Delta announced that they were going to change their policy. And they were going to do this for emotional support animals. But then there was a big and it said, and service animals. So they were going to lump us service animal owners in with emotional support animal owners and require a series of really onerous things that you would need to do before you could physically get on an airplane. We said no. And we had meetings with Delta regarding this, meetings through the Department of Transportation, as well as one-on-one meetings with Delta to talk about this. And I'm very proud to say that Delta saw the light, as it were, and rescinded the policy. The overarching aspect of this that was concerning that not a lot of people know about is that there wasn't a blind person sitting on Delta's Disability Advisory Committee. Plenty of other folks with disabilities were there, and yet they elected to go and do this. Now, Delta ultimately came around and made the right choice, but they did real harm to their reputation and brand, I would say, in our community. It's our expectation that this same sort of mistake will not be made again, as it was rather egregious, actually very egregious. On the heels of what Delta did initially, you know what United did after they had the peacock incident? They did the opposite. Well, actually, they did the emotional support, period, end of sentence. And they were clear about it, about the rights of service animals. So kudos to United. And if I might add, kudos to our board member, actually he's our national board secretary, Ray Campbell, who is a United employee that went to bat on our behalf. And just so you all are aware, Ray is not a guide dog user, but he is a huge supporter of the rights of guide dogs and their handlers. So thank you very much to Ray. We've got a lot that's continuing to happen. There's going to be a big announcement on Monday that I can't talk about, but we're going to partner with another nationwide organization. And actually, it's already kind of begun, but it'll be great for ACB to have greater exposure into the corporate world, not just from a digital accessibility standpoint, but also from an employment standpoint. And so I'm looking forward to having that information come out first thing Monday morning, just as a teaser. So I'd like to acknowledge, before I get the hook here, the work of my team. We are few but really effective, I would argue. And The folks that work in our national office, Kelly Gask, who many of you probably read her emails. She does all of our social media, but she also does our branding. For those of you that aren't aware, we, as part of our strategic plan, we have adopted a new logo that's very clean, very simple, very 2018, and a new tagline, Together for a Bright Future. She's working on that. She's working on all of our other publications as well. She has an undergraduate degree in graphics design, so she's really quite good. There's a new website, acb.org 2.0, that will be launched late this spring, early this summer. Sharon Levering, who's the Braille Forum editor. She does a tremendous amount of work, and she, along with our folks in our Minneapolis office, do all of the AMMS membership certification work, which tis the season. And she's doing a wonderful job. Tony Stevens, our Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. He is a supremely talented advocate. There's a lot of work that's out there that needs to be done, and Tony is focused. He's also very thoughtful, and he's got a great way about himself in tackling really difficult, controversial issues, and we're lucky to have him. Claire Stanley, who I talked about, she's just in her second week. Nancy Becker, yay, indeed. She's so much more than just an accountant. There's a lot there. She has played a big role in our strategic planning resource development committee. At our board meeting in February, the ACB board agreed to create a legacy endowment fund. So folks that pass on and leave money to us, the bulk, the lion's share of that money is going to go directly into that endowment fund to help us in the future. This is a big step for us in our financial management, and it's going to serve us well, maybe not today, but in the years to come. I firmly believe that. Lori Sarf, who does all of our the work with our two thrift stores, as well as all of our human resources and payroll, really unsung but very critical day-to-day tasks. And then our new colleague, Nancy. There are two Nancys, and you know what? They're both married to guys named Dennis. How weird is that? She took over for Dee Thien, who retired. By the way, Dee Thien loves our organization so much that she's coming to the convention to help this summer. Wow. Isn't that cool? And Lane Waters, who is still with us contracting. That's sort of the team. We've got other contractors as well. Joel Snyder, the head of our audio description project. Larry Turnbull, the head of ACB Radio, and our server administrator, all things IT for the offices. Tom Tobin, our director of development. And somebody that many of you are well aware of, Jolynn Bailey Page, our grant writer. We're really happy to have her on the team. So this is the crew. And I'm hopeful that we will be expanding in the future to cover other necessary roles. But the work of the national organization cannot get done without them. And ultimately, we rely heavily upon affiliates like you all to assist folks to call into the office that are in dire need of immediate assistance. And having The ability to reach out to Judy and others within CCB when folks are in crisis is a big deal, because you all are on the ground and can provide the immediate help that these folks need. And it can be a trying time taking calls in our offices, folks with very real challenges. So thank you for that. I just want to close. You know, this is it's fun getting to go around to the affiliates to meet with folks. I've essentially grown up in this organization for the better part of the last 20 years since I was in college. And so it predates me being employed by ACB. Just wanted to thank you for the warm welcome and wish you all a great weekend and a successful 2018. Thank you.
All right, we have time for probably one, maybe two questions if they're quick.
People got to ask them at dinner.
Please, no more hard ones.
give them the softball questions. Looks like there are no questions? No questions.
Okay.
That means you did a wonderful job.
That's right.
Or everybody fell asleep.
All right, well, thank you very much, Eric.
Eric has to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Flight, so we're going to say thank you.
Thank you, Eric. All right. Is somebody calling for the floor?
Let's give Eric another hand.
Okay, the next item of business is a report from one of our sponsors. We have Kelly Egan from Sprint, who has been working with ACB now for several years. And so, Kelly, welcome to California. And this is their second year.
Second year for sponsoring us.
Yes, their second year of sponsoring CCB. Thank you very much.
We're bringing you the mic, Kelly.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We're good?
Let's give attention to Kelly.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here again, and gosh, but when I have to follow Eric Bridges, it makes my speech feel a little small. Anyway, I did follow him up here, or maybe he followed me, I'm not sure, but we had a really great dinner last Monday night with my boss, John Moore, and Eric and Tony Stevens, and I think besides it being a wonderful opportunity to continue to get to know each other, I think what I'd like to convey to you all is that together Sprint and ACB are really working at how to deepen our relationship to bring more value to all of us. And so I really welcome the opportunity to get to know the organization and get to know where Sprint can perhaps fill some gaps. After listening tonight about, you know, your love for ACB Radio, I think Sprint's going to want to be a sponsor to do ads on ACB Radio, because I think it'd be a great place for us. So that's something I've learned this week, and we'll take that back and make sure it happens. So thank you. And I'm listening to you all and trying to get ideas about how Sprint can, you know, again, bring communication to the forefront for people who are blind and low vision, so that they can not only connect with each other, but connect with others, be safe out in the world, and have a way to connect constantly and easily. So that's really what I'm really excited about. And why I'm here today is because, well, I like having a good time with y'all. But, so anyway, we'll leave it right there. But also to talk to you a little bit about some of the things we're doing right now that's new that I'd like to announce to you. I've talked to several of you today about it, but one of the things that we have available now is for anyone that switches to Sprint and or is a current Sprint customer and upgrades in the blind and low vision community, you are, have an opportunity to get a free KNFB reader license. So if you don't have your license already, that's a $99 license that we will provide to you free when you come to Sprint. And that was one of those things that I think Eric mentioned earlier. He worked for a year with Cisco to get, you know, the phone VoIP phone thing accomplished. Well, it took me a year to work with KNFB and Sprint to get the free KNFB reader offer established, too. So nothing happens quickly in big companies, is all I can say. So anyway, please stop by our table. Tomorrow there will be retail representatives there. So if you're interested in upgrading, switching to Sprint, asking questions, basically we're bringing the store to you. I know it's not always fun to go to a phone store and try and get answers and get things fixed and, you know, get a new phone and all that stuff. It's a long, arduous process sometimes. But we're trying to make it easier by bringing the store to you at this event. So come by, see me, see us, and we'll answer some questions and hopefully bring you some value. Just wanted to thank you for letting me participate in your event again this year. Thanks so much.
Hi, this is John, Capital Chapter. So, the folks, two questions. The folks that are going to be there tomorrow, are they going to be accessibly informational? That makes sense?
Yes. Yes, that makes sense.
And the second question, I've had Sprint a couple of times, and my issue with them is I leave Sprint, and I want to take my phone somewhere else, but everybody else says, no, that's Sprint. We won't take it. Is that going to ever get fixed? Or not fixed, but changed?
Well, I'll answer your first question. The guys that will be here tomorrow will be technically astute. They'll know the phones, and I'll be there too, and I understand the accessibility feature of the phone because I use it all the time. So we'll be able to help you with accessibility questions, and if we don't have an answer, we'll get you an answer. The second question, I really don't know how to answer. Depending on the type of phone and the technology of the phone system that you're coming from or going to, some can be switched. We can take other phones. Sprint can take other phones, and other people can use our phones too. So I'm not sure what you're referring to exactly with that, but if you have a question about a phone you want to, I don't know what you really want to know about that. So can you tell me what you really want to know?
It's a iPhone 6S Plus from, where did I get it from? Oh, no, it's from Sprint, and I wanted to take it to AT&T, and they wouldn't because it was a Sprint phone.
It might be because of the operating system. So some of the providers are on a CDMA system, and others are not. And that may be the reason. It's not because it's from, quote, unquote, Sprint. It would be because of the operating system that the phone is built on. You're welcome.
There was one more question. Any more questions?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Come back next year. Ahead of schedule. This is good. Yes. And the next item on our agenda is the report of our governmental affairs chair, Jeff Tom, for our governmental affairs report.
Thank you. There you go. Great.
Good evening, everyone. Is everybody enjoying themselves? Are you having a good convention? All right. Well, I'm glad that the bar is high. Now I can lower it for you. So, you know, there are times when all of us have doubts and we're all sort of wondering, boy, is it all worth it? And, you know, I think all of us go through that, right? Well, this weekend, you know, turned my doubts around. We had, your organization had over 25 people storming the Capitol on Thursday in a storm. And by the time it was over, the sun was shining. So, I'm not going to list all the people because I'd forget three or four, but I'll give you all the counties, or almost all of them. San Diego, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside, Bakersfield. Let's see, we have Santa Clara, we have Alameda, Contra Costa, Sonoma, Sacramento, and I'm sure I forgot a couple. Even so, you can shout out your county if it got missed. That's right. So we had an incredible turnout. And I'm going to tell you about the bills that all the folks went out there and tried to get our legislators to support. But I just want to have one more round of applause for all the work that these folks did. Yeah. They covered almost 100 out of 120 legislators, and that's just an amazing number. And I'm going to tell you, I've already seen emails, I've heard of phone calls, things like that. I can't get them to do that for me. Now, maybe that says something about me, I don't know, but whatever. It really does carry weight when you folks get out there and go into those offices. So, the first issue that we worked on is AB 1865, and I want to give my congratulations again to Margie Donovan for all her incredible work on this bill, and others. Diane and Tom were there, and many others, but Margie has just been all along the whole road. She has been there every minute. AB 1865 is a bill that would do a couple of things with respect to dog attacks against service animals. It would broaden the criminal provisions that are currently in place to require that the dog to take away the requirement that the dog be in discharge of its duties. So if the dog is relieving or on a leash being walked or in its garage or whatever, and a pet dog or whatever kind of dog attacks it, the owner would still be liable. It would allow the provisions to apply to dogs in training to protect all our puppy raiser friends when they're doing their jobs. And it would allow restitution payments to be made not only for medical expenses if the handler is injured, but also for lost wages, if you have to miss work due to an attack against a service animal. So we made some changes. You know, Margie and I worked hard on it, and others. It wasn't just us. We've had great support from NFBC as well. Yes. So we've tried to take, the bill got vetoed a couple years ago. We've made some changes that we think reflect what the governor did not like, and we're hoping that this year will be different, and we will need your continued support. So thanks, everybody, for that. Our second issue. Is there anybody in the room that thinks that people on SSI are getting too much money? Yeah, I didn't think so. It is an unconscionable the way this legislator, and even more really the governor, has not stepped up to the plate. When everybody else has seen things get better since the recession, people on SSI have not. They have had some federal increases, but I think they actually had a state increase too, $4, roughly. I guess you could maybe go to the theater once on that if you went to the right showing and didn't need any popcorn. But it's unbelievable, and it is long past time that we begin to remedy this situation. And so there is a bill, AB 3200, that we urged support for yesterday that would bring everybody's SSI level up to the federal poverty level, which in California is really not saying very much. But it would also reinstate the cost of living adjustment that we used to have. So do I think there's a great chance for this bill to pass this year under this governor? Probably not. But we have to push both for this bill and for the budget. And next year, if we are fortunate enough to get the right governor, and I'm not pitching any particular governor candidate, but if we get the right one, we may do a little better on this issue next year. But we have to keep pushing. We are the only organization that's really active in the Californians for SSI Coalition. We're the only organization of blind people that is active in it. And I think that speaks volumes of who we are and what we do and what we support. We are working in collaboration with Disability Rights California, who drafted a bill, SB 1396, by Senator Gal Gianni from Stockton. And this bill would establish an Office of Accessible Technology in the California Department of Technology. We know how many state websites are inaccessible, either in whole or in part. And we know that little has been done to remedy this situation. They are not complying with their legal obligations. This bill would establish an office to give guidance to these state agencies and to get them to have correction plans in place so that they will comply. Now, this money will cost a little bit to establish this office, but it will cost far less than the lawsuits would cost by not complying with their legal obligations that they've had for a long time. So we're hoping to, you know, get this bill through this year. We think it's a very, very wise piece of legislation to keep the state in conformance with its legal obligations. And the final issue is library services. I don't think there's an issue that I can count on to get folks out in this organization more than library services. So the good news, as you heard today, was that we didn't get a federal cut this year. Hardly anybody did. They're spending like crazy in Washington, D.C. I don't know what's gotten into them, but we'll take it. However, you may not know this, but up until 25 years ago, the state library, the Braille and Talking Book Library, was 100% funded by the state. Now it's 10% funded. The state has almost done away with all of its funding. And eventually, I am absolutely convinced that cuts are going to come in federal funding. And since there's so little state funds attached to it, when those cuts do come, both for the Braille and Talking Book Library and the Braille Institute, it's going to have a major impact on services. So we want to lay the groundwork now when the state has a little money to play with, and we are asking for a $400,000 budget appropriation. We're sort of going it alone at this point. We're trying to get allies, but yesterday, those folks that were storming the Capitol got so much positive feedback from legislators. I saw emails today, I heard about a phone call today, and that's just the first day. So, do I think we are likely to get that $400,000 this year? I would say the chances are not great, especially since at least we've maintained our federal funding level. But we've got it on the radar already, and we're going to keep pushing for it. And who knows, there's a lot of support, I think, within the Capitol to do something on this issue. And we're going to ride that wave this year. And if we don't get it, we'll come back next year. And I know I can count on all of you, can't I, to work on this issue. Thank you. So just a couple of other things to point out. There is a bill AB 3223 by Assemblymember Grayson. And it is kind of a cleanup bill. Some of you may not think it is, but it really is. It is a bill to change the definition of Braille in the education code from Standard English to UEB. And that is cleanup, because that is really now the Braille that is in play in all 50 states. But what we want to do, and the author's office has guaranteed both me and apparently Gabe and Miley, who is their representative, that they will work with us. We want to make sure that just because UEB is the Braille standard, that doesn't mean that Nemeth code is going to go out the window in our schools. And they are more than willing to work with us on that. So I also, with respect to our advocacy efforts, we had a great team for the legislative seminar in Washington, D.C., with Judy and Paul Patchy Jr. and, oh man, I'm artists, and there are others, and I'm blanking out on everybody, so excuse me for that. Pam, yes, of course, our Southern California contingent, Pam and Susan Glass. So we had a great team. We worked on, well, one thing we worked on with our Senate appointments was H.R. 620, which, as you know, would really eviscerate many of the protections in the Americans with Disabilities Act by imposing, among other things, a six-month waiting period. And we're pretty confident that Senator Harris is going to oppose the bill over in the Senate. It's already passed the House. We're not so confident about our friend Senator Feinstein, so we need to get the letters out to Mrs. Feinstein and make sure that she upholds her principles of support to the disability community that she always tells us she has, and votes the right way not to support the evisceration of the ADA, and therefore to oppose H.R. 620 over in the Senate. So I would urge you to get letters to her. We had some good feedback on H.R. 2050, our Medicare demonstration project bill that would establish a five-year demonstration project to cover prescription magnifiers and other similar low vision aids. So we have done good work here with this organization. If we have any time for questions, I'll take them, but I really want to congratulate all of you for your fine work, and I expect to be calling on you for more work as the months go on.
Hi, Jeff, it's Margie.
Hi, Margie.
I just want to add one thing that is critical. This organization can really help us with our legislative efforts if you write letters. Phone calls aren't as valuable, and they have to be signed. So we've worked with the guide dog bills with a number of ways to sign letters for people, create electronic signatures, et cetera, et cetera. So I can't emphasize that enough. So that's how you can support. Thank you.
Absolutely, and you don't have to be a John Steinbeck or anything like that. They like to hear from people, from everyday folk with their own stories to tell, whether it's testifying at a hearing or whether it's a letter. If you're a voter and you're in their district, they listen to you. Anyone else?
Yeah, we have one more.
Okay.
This is Alice Turner, and I would like all of us to stand and applaud Mr. Tom in his leadership. The reason we were able to be so successful is that he gets it organized, he gives us information, he helps us practice, and his efforts are amazing. So I just want to applaud you, Jeff.
Well, you know, I thank you for that. I'm kind of embarrassed. But Having said that, it's really only when you guys get out there. You know, they don't listen to me. They listen to Margie when we're going to those meetings because she's the one with the guide dog. I'm just sort of the, well, maybe I'm the eye candy. I don't know. But she's got the guide dog.
Oh, it looks like we have one more question.
My name is Rosemary Chase, and my question is, do you find that email letters or that written letters that actually come in the mail, just as statistics show, which is more effective?
I still think that written letters are more effective, but nowadays email is becoming more and more common as the means of communication. But I think email is even more effective if you know the person, if you know your representative, if you know your staff member, and that's why it's so important to go during the summer or the fall and visit your district. Even if you don't have a specific agenda on your first visit, and sometimes that's even better, to go to one of their events, shake their hands, visit their district office, because then there's a blind person who I can go to get information, and they may come to you. And if they don't come to you, you can come to them and say, you know, remember when we chatted at whatever it is? And you can say, now I need your help. And I'm one of your constituents, and now I need your help. And you're much more likely to get it because they know who you are, and they will listen to you. So, yes, written letters are better, but emails, if you know the person you're dealing with, emails can be just as effective. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, we're running a few minutes ahead of schedule, so I suppose that means we can tend to a little small piece of boring, tedious administrative business. Somebody has a question?
Sorry, there's one more question.
Go ahead. Who's calling for the floor?
This is Christy Crespin, and yes, I have what I was thinking about is to be able to attach a letter to an email. That would work if we then knew how to do an electronic signature, which many of us probably don't know how to do.
For those of you that didn't hear that, Margie said, Christy, talk to me later. Margie, maybe. Okay. Who wants to do a door prize? Well, I guess we'll do one then.
Ask Roash to please come up.
Okay, Roash, will you come up to the front, please?
Yeah, right here.
Here she is.
All
right.
Let's have some money.
The president is calling for money. I like that.
Let's have a $25 from which?
$25 from Greater Los Angeles.
Jeff,
you still here?
Did you left? Okay, Frank, you get the call.
Okay. Frank, well, okay, here we go. There's a ticket. What do we have here? Rush?
You need to read the name.
Who's that?
Who's
that?
No, tell Frank.
Who it is.
Tell Frank and he'll
tell. Linda O'Neill.
Linda O'Neill, are you in the room? Linda, raise your hand, stand up, squeal. There she is. Okay, somebody's going to have a nice breakfast tomorrow. Well done. Okay, now I think this is a good time for us to deal with a piece of tedious, boring business that we just have to do called elections. So to begin with, let me review the report of the nominating committee. The nominating committee proposed the following slate of candidates for the election. And again, of course, anybody is free to run from the floor whether they're listed on the slate or not. For president,
Judy Wilkinson. For First Vice President, Gabe Griffith. For Treasurer, Lisa Presley Thomas. And for Directors, Frank Welty, Charlene Ornelas, Penny Valdivinos, and Rob Turner. So let's begin with the Office of President. The name of Judy Wilkinson has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Again, are there any other nominations from the floor? And one last time for president. Are there any other nominations from the floor? It has been moved, as it has been moved and seconded that the nominations be closed and that Judy Wilkinson be accepted be approved by acclamation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions. Ms. Wilkinson, would you like to speak?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I will work very hard for you.
The next office is for the president. Is for first vice president. The name of Gabe Griffith has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Who's?
The name of Ken Metz has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Last call for nominations from the floor. I'll accept the motion to close nominations. It's been moved. Second. All in favor of closing nominations, say aye. Opposed? Abstentions? All right, Mr. Griffith, who are your seconding speeches?
Linda Perrell and Arda
Spazin will speak for Gabe Griffith. And Mr. Metz, who are your seconding speakers?
They are going to be, there you go, I didn't know you had the mic. Christy Crespin and Maureen Schultz.
Very good, thank you. All right, do we have a timer? Do we have a timer? Okay, and Peter, let us know when you're ready,
and maybe give a 2-minute warning.
And Gabe, if your first speaker can get, who is the first speaker? Is that
me?
Linda Perrell. Yes, thank you, Linda.
So how much was it?
It's a total of 5 minutes between the two of them. So,
I got the mic.
Okay, so Linda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, and Peter, just tell us when you're ready.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Say the word.
We're getting set up.
Thank
there you.
Go. Thank you, Peter, and thank you, everyone. It's my great privilege to speak in support of Gabe Griffith as our first vice president. Gabe is a magnificent blend of youth and experience. He has been with CCB for almost 20 years, coming into the organization as a student, quickly becoming leader of the student group in CCB and ACB. He very early on joined the resolutions committee for both organizations as well. More recently, he's helped to revive the Contra Costa chapter that had gone quiet. And one of his most amazing recent accomplishments is to shepherd the process of creating our new bylaws for CCB. It took a great deal of fortitude and commitment to stick with that project. I also want to say that Gabe is one of my personal heroes. He lovingly took care of his own wife while she was ill and after she passed, and then became quite ill himself and recovered from that. Gabe has such qualities of kindness and a magnificent sense of humor. Both qualities are needed in CCB. My feeling is that this is one of those times to begin to pass the torch to a new generation, as was once said. And there's no better person to lead us forward than Gabe Griffith. And we better elect him soon because he's quietly approaching middle age.
Okay. And Artis Basin. 2 minutes, 47 seconds left. Are you ready, Artis?
Almost there.
She's getting a microphone.
Okay.
Ready, Peter? Peter's ready. Go ahead.
Okay. When Gabe asked me to speak, I had to think about all the years that I've worked with him, especially with the student group. We've both been diehard supporters of the California Council of Blind Students through the years, making sure that they kept active. And it took a lot of work on our behalf to make sure that this organization moved forward. One of the things I really like about Gabe, he communicates well. You can disagree with him, and he's willing to tell you his opinions and listen to your opinions. Not everybody is willing to do that. He also has been willing to step up on the board when there's board discussions. I've been on the board with him for numerous years, and he's always willing to state his opinions in a good manner and accept criticism when people didn't agree with him. And I really respect that. Another one of Gabe's qualities is the fact that he admits when he doesn't complete a project and is willing to move on and work toward making a difference. And sometimes it's hard to admit when you don't always follow through or you can't complete it in a timely manner. And I think that's very important for us to, as individuals, and Gabe has done this very well through the years, and I respect his allegiance to the organization. Thank you.
All right, and now we will hear from the seconding speeches for Ken Metz and Peter, and if somebody can get a microphone to Christy Crespin, and Peter, if you can let us know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, and Christy, you're ready?
All right.
Very good.
So I've known Ken Metz for a very long time. He started in the CCB in 1974, and he has been a very wonderful person to work with. I also had the privilege of being Ken's rehab counselor. He went to school in Chicago and got his first jobs in Chicago, and by high school he was riding public transit because they had such a wonderful resource program. So he came out to California, and he lived in Los Angeles area for some of his schooling. He moved up north and became employed with what was then Pacific Bell, and had a long history with Pacific Bell. He then became a travel agent, working in a travel agency, and then his ex-wife had a job change, so he ended up moving down to Southern California, and that's when I came into the picture with him. And one of the cool things about him is that he's an innovator. He enlarges his comfort area and thinks outside the box. And he worked at Marriott and got different jobs for himself. But then he became a vocational rehabilitation counselor. And Pardon?
Go ahead.
Oh. And for about 3 years, he worked with rehab, and then he became the director of the Davidson Program for Independence. So one of the things that I really appreciate about Ken, there's a whole lot, but he was able to organize Southern California, and we had a White Cane Safety Day event at Downtown Disney that we had 37 people at. And then he also, at the behest of Judy, organized our Southern California regional meeting on January 27th at the Dale McIntosh Center, and we had 60 people attending that. And that took a lot of coordination. And when he said he was going to do something, he did it. He follows through. He listens. He pays attention. And we need somebody like that as our first vice president. I appreciate Ken for the man that he is.
Okay, thank you. Can we get a microphone to Maureen Schultz? Okay, do you have your mic yet? And Maureen, you will still have 2 minutes. So. And Peter, are you ready? Okay, and Maureen, is Maureen ready?
Thank you.
Very good. Go ahead.
All right. It's an honor to speak for Ken Metz today. And it's always a little bit easier to be the second speaker because the first speaker has said so much already. Yes, he is a former rehab counselor. We will not hold it against him, however. Well, what you like about Ken immediately when you get to know him is someone who is incredibly thoughtful and does not only listen, but really hears you no matter what the point of view is. He is no stranger to the California Council. He's been active for many, many, many years and involved. He does work in the foreground. He does work behind the scenes all the time. And on the local level, we need someone who values the membership and increasing the membership and doing outreach. He's founded the Contra Costa County chapter and run it for many years. Yes, he has been a member of Bayview as well, my chapter, and is now president of the Greater LA County chapter. And it's thanks to Ken Metz that we have a presence again in Southern California, have an office where someone can call. You know, mothers who are concerned having a blind son or daughter, what do we do? I can't think of a better person answering that phone line and actually answering that phone line and talking to someone like that. And we're here for those kind of situations. That is the mission of organizations like this. That's why we are here. So in summary, I'd like to submit to you that competence alone does not a great leader makes. A great leader adds to that competence with mindfulness and, dare I say, heartfulness, and the time he takes and dedication. These are qualities that Ken Metz brings to the table, and that's why I urge you to support him for first vice president. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Judy.
Do we have counters? And do we have people to pass ballots? Who's in charge of doing that? And you understand you only give ballots to people who have dots on their badge.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And then we also need talliers. Peter will tally. Will you be the only tallier, Peter? Yes. I'm a little nervous about that. Can we have a second tallier?
Yeah, Ronnie.
Yeah. Okay.
I tally the chapter votes.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Of course. But and then who will be counting the votes once they're once the paper ones.
Okay.
Rosh is here too. And if we, what we need is somebody, once we actually, once you pass paper ballots, the doors must be closed. No one can come in or out. Is that understood? Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Frank, too. Not at all. You know, this is me being, you know, bossy.
All right. So we will be passing out ballots. And I'm going to tell you what to do with your ballots when you get them. If you wish to vote for Gabe Griffith, leave your ballot intact. If you wish to vote for Ken Metz, tear a corner off of your ballot. All right? Again, intact for Gabe Griffith, tear a corner for Ken. All right, so the ballots are being passed out, and we can begin the roll call. So please, folks, as much as possible, do keep order so that we can all hear the votes of the chapter delegates as we proceed. So if we can have somebody ready to get a microphone to our chapter delegates, that would be appreciated. So And those of you who are chapter delegates, as I call out your chapter, please raise your hand to help the person with the mic find you, okay?
And be ready ahead of, you know, be a couple of chapters mindful that you're going to be coming up.
That's correct, yes. All right. We will begin with ACB Capital Chapter. The delegate is Karen Schroeder.
How many votes?
And you have 8 votes. And again, Karen, if you raise your hand so that they can find you. And by the way, the next chapter will be Active Blind in the Valleys. Do we have a mic runner? If we don't, then we'll just... If we don't have enough for mics, if the person just shouts it out, I will repeat it. So... Karen, go ahead and just shout it out, and I'll repeat it. Go ahead, Karen.
The ACB Capital Chapter votes for Gabe Griffith.
Was that 8 for Griffith? Correct? Yes, thank you. 8 for Griffith. All right. Active Blind Inland Valley, 5 votes. That's Christy Crespin. 5 votes, Mets. Yes. Bayview Chapter, and that is Connie Skeen. Thank you. Connie Skeen?
Just call it out, Connie.
Call it out, Connie. You have nine votes. 9 votes, Mets, for Bayview Chapter.
Does anybody else need a ballot?
Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
3 votes Mets, 2 votes Griffith.
2 votes Griffith, 3 votes Mets. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
5 votes Mets.
5 votes Mets. No, the California Council with Low Vision have 5 votes. Okay. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
5 votes, Griffith.
5 votes, Griffith. California Library Users of America, 5 votes. Four votes Griffith, 1 vote Mets. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Griffith. Order, please. Thank you. East Los Angeles chapter, 7 votes.
East Los Angeles chapter, vote 7 votes for Griffith.
7, Griffith.
Please, no commenting during the voting.
Fresno chapter, 7 votes. 5 votes, Griffith. 2 votes, Metz.
Frank announced that they're going to start picking up ballots.
They're going to begin picking up ballots now.
Just put them up in the air. We'll pick them up.
So just raise your hand and. Glendale, Burbank. Oh. Three Griffith, 2 Metz. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, 5 votes.
Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, 4 votes Griffith, 1 vote Metz.
4 votes Griffith, 1 vote Metz. I'm going to move that water glass a few inches further away. There. Nope. Got lucky there. Greater Bakersfield chapter, 5 votes. You can just call it up. Yes. 5 votes, Mets. Greater Los Angeles chapter, 6 votes.
6 votes, Mets.
6 votes, Mets. Inland Empire chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Mets.
5 votes, Mets. Orange County chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Mets. Redwood M, excuse me, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Griffith. Redwood Empire Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Mets. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. 5 votes, Griffith. You only have 5 votes. 5 votes, Griffith. San Francisco chapter, 7 votes.
7 votes.
Who is that speaking? Lisa, you have. Oh, no. Okay, say that at 6. Was it 6
votes?
Okay, thank you. 6 votes, Griffith. 1 vote, Mets. San Gabriel Valley chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes, Griffith. That was San Gabriel Valley. San Gabriel Valley chapter voted 8 votes, Griffith. Okay. Silicon Valley chapter, 17 votes. 15 Griffith, 2 Mets. Solano County Chapter, 5 votes. Solano County. Is the Solano County in the room? Sandy?
Sandy?
Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 8 votes. Five votes, Griffith. 3 votes, Mets. Is Solano in the room? All right.
And if the counters can let us know we're ready, are we in a position to do a door prize?
Have we got a volunteer who can come up and help us with the door prize?
Do we have somebody we can spare to do a door prize? Okay, good. We're going to do a door prize. So let's see what we're going to get here. And if Solano's delegate returns to the room while we're doing this, please do let me know, although I guess the doors are locked, so. Is that a bottle? Is that a bottle of wine? That is Sandy Nelson.
Okay, we've got it.
I think I need to have my wine expert read that one.
It's a
2010 Napa Valley Merlot Rosé from Barking Dog Vineyards from Margie Donovan.
Okay.
Sorry.
And now we need to
All right. And we're going to And the president who is a wine expert is going to pull the ticket.
My name is in here.
Penny Valdovinos.
She's here.
Wave your hands, Penny.
Let's do one more.
I think we have a little time for one more. Let's do another one. Okay. What do we have? What are we doing here? What are we going to have for a prize? Oh, is it a...
Yeah, let's do money.
We have lots of money.
We have more money. $25 cash from Silicon Valley Chapter.
It's pretty thick.
There's something else in here.
There may be something else in there because it's kind of a thick envelope, maybe. Yeah. Gee. Maybe there's something edible in there. Okay, let's...
So draw a ticket, right?
Somebody
want me to draw a ticket?
Yeah, draw a ticket.
I'll draw a ticket.
Oh, there's only two of us.
I'm channeling chocolate right now. I just want you to know that. Yes.
Hey, I want to know what fudge is.
I know. We miss the fudge lady. Yeah.
Miley George.
Miley, raise your hand.
Raise your hand,
yes,
Miley.
She's standing in the back of the room.
Okay, somebody give it to her.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if there's chocolate, it's going to be interesting because she's diabetic. But okay. How are we doing on the vote count? Are we still working on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, there.
We can open the doors now if anybody wants to go in or out. Until we're
okay.
Voting,
until we're voting.
Doors, people can go in or out.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Miley, the world wants to know if there was chocolate in there. She hasn't gotten it yet. Is Sandy Nelson in the room? All right. Is somebody asking for the floor? I don't think so.
Thank you.
got it here in a sec.
Somebody's celebrating in the corner over there.
My chips in there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have, yeah. Barking dog. I was trying to remember if that was one of those wineries that had Braille on the label or not.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, okay. I know I've heard of it before, though, yeah.
Am I on?
Okay, let's have an order. We've got the results. Mr. Perdini.
Yes. With a total of 198 votes for Gabe Griffith and a total of 92 votes for Ken Metz.
There you are. Wow. Mr. Griffith, if you'd like to say a few words, raise your hand and we can get a microphone to you.
I didn't realize he was already right here with the mic. All right. Thank you, everybody. This is such an honor, and it's been a lot of work this last year on everything we've done, and we've got a lot more work ahead of us. So here we go.
Thank you. And Mr. Metz, would you like to?
All right, it was close, and I said I would still do everything I can to work with Gabe. He and I have been good friends, and we're going to remain good friends after our boxing match at the banquet. I certainly wish him the best of luck because he's as much a believer in this organization as I am. I've just been a believer longer because I'm older.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. This was, of course, as a result of this latest vote, we will have an opening occurring soon in the office of second vice president. So we will need to elect to complete the final, the remaining year of that term of second vice president. So we will open the floor for nominations for the office of second vice president.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Ken Metz.
The name of Ken Metz has been placed in nomination for second vice president.
Nominate Sarah Harris.
The name of Sarah Harris has been placed in nomination for second vice president. Does somebody seek the floor? Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Finally, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Do I?
It's been moved and seconded that nominations be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions? All right, we will proceed with the election. Yes, that's what I meant. So we've heard from Mr. Metz already. Ms. Harris, do you have nominating speeches for us tonight?
I have Linda Perrell and Gabe Griffith.
Linda Perrell and Gabe Griffith will speak for Sarah Harris. And Peter,
I'm ready whenever the speakers are ready.
Okay, Peter's ready. So Linda, if you're. Okay.
Got a mic. Okay. Say when.
When.
Go ahead.
When. Okay. Sarah Harris, look in the dictionary under the definition of young phenom. And there you will see a picture of Sarah Harris. Sarah Harris was living her life as a student and young wife at age 22 when she had a fateful car accident. And she has turned that great, quote-unquote, tragedy that resulted from that accident, which was losing her vision, into a wonderful career as a shining light and example for others who undergo vision loss. It didn't take Sarah long after she had her child to realize that she was kind of bored. She needed something to do. So she became, over time, increasingly involved in the blindness community, found herself drawn to CCB, and has become deeply involved in our organization. She currently serves as the president of the Fresno chapter. Recently, she completed a 26-mile marathon for the Athena Project and spoke at a luncheon for them here at our convention. She also spoke quite movingly at Dining in the Dark. Sarah is the kind of person that is emblematic of CCB and someone we want out there delivering our message. She's young, she's tireless, she's ready.
Thank you. And Peter, how much time do we have remaining?
3 minutes and 11 seconds.
Okay, and great. Gabe, are you ready? Ready for a mic, okay.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I first had the pleasure of meeting Sarah at a convention a couple of years ago. And during that convention, every meeting I went to, no matter how many people were in the room, it seemed like I found myself sitting next to her. And this woman brought so much energy to this organization. And over the last couple of years, it has been my pleasure to get to know her. She has such a vast wealth of knowledge when it comes to running nonprofit organizations, when it comes to outreach, and everything that this organization believes in and stands for. Sarah currently works for her regional independent living center and is a youth outreach person there, going to different events around town. Sarah also, as Linda said, is very active in her local chapter and serves as the chapter president. For the state, she has been on the board for the last year now almost. She also serves on several committees. I've gotten to work with her in resolutions the last couple of years, and she's been very instrumental in the work we have done in crafting the bylaws that you have all hopefully had a chance to see and that we'll be discussing further tomorrow, and as well as working on the publications committee. She has also helped to craft some of the documents that we use for reporting our volunteer hours. You guys have all heard over the last couple of days of how many hundreds of hours this organization puts in. So Sarah has helped us to coordinate that. As Linda said, Sarah is one of the younger people in our organization right now, and we really need her insight and energy to help move this organization forward. Please vote for Sarah Harris. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and we will begin the distribution of the ballots. And I will take these in alphabetical order. So when you get your ballot, if you wish to vote for Ms. Harris, leave your ballot intact. If you wish to vote for Mr. Metz, tear off a corner, just like last time. All right, so the ballots are being distributed. And let's get ready to have our delegate votes.
Yes, I am. Okay.
So again, if you haven't received your ballot yet, raise your hand.
Well, they're just starting.
Oh, they're just starting. Okay. All right. And our tallyer is ready to start. So ACB Capital Chapter.
ACB
8 votes for Harris. Thank you. Active Blind Inland Valley, 5 votes. Thank you. I stand corrected. 5 votes Mets from Active Blind Inland Valleys. Bayview Chapter, 9 votes. 9 votes Mets. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes. Four votes Harris, 1 vote Mets. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. Is Penny in the room? 5 votes Mets. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. 5 votes Harris. Again, if you are voting for Harris, leave your ballot intact. If you're voting for Mr. Metz, tear off a corner. All right. California Library Users of America, 5 votes. 1 vote Harris, 4 votes Metz. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes Harris. East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes. 7 votes Harris. Fresno Chapter, 7 votes. 6 votes Harris, 1 vote Metz. Glendale Burbank Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes Harris. Golden State Guide Dog Users Incorporated, 5 votes. 5 votes Mets.
You said the other name.
Oh, did I?
Or something.
Pardon me. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, 5 votes Mets. Thank you for the... I stand corrected. Greater Bakersfield Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes Mets. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 6 votes.
6 votes Mets.
6 votes Mets. Inland Empire Chapter, 5 votes.
Inland Empire, 5 votes Mets.
5 votes Mets. Not yet. Thank you. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes Mets.
5 votes Mets. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes.
Thank you.
5 votes Harris.
Well, I'm sorry.
5 votes Harris.
That was 5 votes Harris for Randolph Shepherd Vendors.
Thank you.
Okay. Redwood Empire Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes Mets.
5 votes Mets. Pardon? Yeah, they're going to be picking up the ballots now. So. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. 5 votes Harris. Okay. San Francisco Chapter, 7 votes. 5 votes Harris, 2 votes Mets. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes Harris. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, 17 votes. 17 votes Mets. Solano Chapter, 5 votes. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 8 votes. 8 Mets. And again, if hold up your ballot if you haven't had them collected yet, the people are coming around. So. All right, and our tallyers will proceed while we collect the ballots. If you have a ballot, raise your hand. Looks like everybody's voted. Okay. So we will tally votes.
So I guess nobody wants a door prize.
Should we do a door prize? Let's see what we can do about a door prize. We have a book from Olivia Ostergaard, a CCB member, called Looking at the Unseen. And she will autograph it. So I could take home another autographed book tonight. I got one of Christine's books. Actually, I got two for Christmas presents. Ron Presley, are you in the room? Is he here? Ron, stand up. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Is Ron Presley in the room? He just walked out. Oh, no. Too bad. Let's draw another one. Oh, no. Better luck next time, Ron. Wendy Lindsay. Oh, no. Paul Patchy Jr. There you go, Paul. All right. No, this is true. We don't want to run them all out there. Okay. This is true. Yes, very true. Yes. Right. Is somebody calling for the floor? Is somebody? I think an announcement would be appropriate. Go ahead.
They need a mic.
We need a microphone over there.
Who's making the announcement? Can you raise your hand?
Who's that?
Tonight at the at the hospitality is show off CCB show off night. So if you have a talent, come out and show off.
Ooh, that sounds fun. And Gabe Griffith has an announcement.
For those of you that don't have talent, like myself, resolutions will be meeting in the boardroom 15 minutes or so after the close of session.
Where?
In the boardroom, down at the other end of the hall past the registration desks.
In the boardroom.
And then they will adjourn and go right to the board breakfast.
All right. It's nice to have choices, isn't it? Somebody else is calling for the floor.
Did you need a mic? All right, I'm on the way.
What?
If you need the mic, raise your hand.
Okay.
Yes.
Sheila Gunn Cushman.
Say your name, please.
I just wanted to tell everybody that if you have an Amtrak guest rewards number, as you check out, you can give the desk clerk your number and you can gain points.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know.
Please pass that on, because I know that not everybody's here.
We just told the whole world. One more door prize, oh boy.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Go ahead. Is that Mike Keithley?
Yes, it is. This is Mike Keithley. I'm acting on behalf of the Publications Committee. We, as Judy said at the general session, there is a survey on the website about the work of the Publications Committee and what you want to see. I'll put a Publications Committee, so search for it on ccb.net, ccbnet.org. Thank you.
Great. Let's do that survey so that we can make our publications a true reflection of our values in CCB. Excellent. From Bakersfield chapter, we have a travel mug. And to fill up the travel mug, they're throwing in a Starbucks gift card. And to make you look good while you're drinking your coffee, a Dining in the Dark T-shirt from the chapter Bakersfield chapter. Cool. And they're having the one non-coffee drinker in the room draw the tickets. So I don't have a dog in that fight. Lorraine Brown, are you in the room?
Madam President, I have the election results.
Okay, one moment, Peter.
Okay.
Let's... Lorraine Brown.
Yes, good, okay.
Okay. All right, let's have everybody's attention because Peter has the results.
106 votes for Sarah Harris and 124 votes for Ken Metz.
124 votes for Ken Metz. All right. So, can we get a microphone to Ken Metz?
Yes. All right. Well, you know what they say, if at first you don't succeed. But you know what? You guys have a great future there, not because I'm going to be second vice, but because Sarah's there in the future and in the near future and has done a tremendous job. And that's somebody I don't think anyone will have to mentor. She has a lot of talent, and she will be there probably next time, but just a great person. So I want to say thank you, though, to everybody. Thank you.
All right. And Sarah, would you like to favor us with some words?
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And I want to say thanks to Ken. That was super fun.
Okay.
Until next year.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to our next contest for the Office of Treasurer. Yes. And the name of Lisa Presley Thomas has been placed in nomination for the Office of Treasurer. Are there any other nominees for the Office of Treasurer? The name of Paul Patchy Jr. has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Finally, any nominations? I'll accept a motion to close nominations. Moved and seconded. All in favor of closing nominations, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions. Nominations are closed, and we will proceed. Ms. Thomas, who are your seconding speakers? Rob Turner and Ms. Thomas. And Mr. Patchy, who are your seconding speakers?
Jeff Tom and Gabe Griffith,
thank you. All right. Peter, just let us know
when you're ready. Whenever the speakers are ready.
Okay, and when we can get a mic to to Rob, then we will proceed.
I'm ready.
Can we get a mic? There's a, okay, if we can get a mic to Rob. We'll
yes, I've got a mic. Oh, okay. Wow.
There he, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, this is a little bit of a surreal moment for me in the sense that I've actually met Lisa when she was a little kid. I go back a long time with the Presley family, with Ron and Olivia, and I have no doubt in my mind that they have imparted a lot of the CCB culture and knowledge to Lisa. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity here for us to elect someone who is very qualified. She, like I said, she has the CCB values. So just to give you some examples of what she's done, she has been a, she worked for Jackson Hewitt for several years as a district manager, managing offices from Bakersfield to Los Banos, essentially up and down the San Joaquin Valley. She's now currently working for a firm in Fresno, a public accounting firm. She's had a lot of experience with nonprofit organizations in terms of doing their taxes and filling in reports and documents. And I know that as far as the Fresno chapter, she's been their treasurer for 5 years now. And from what I've been told, she provides documents that are fairly easy to use and accessible. She's also said that she, accessibility is one of her main concerns and that she'll do her very best to make sure that the information that she provides is accessible to us all. So that's about all I have to say. I wanted people to hear Lisa's voice, get to know her a little bit, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about her actual work experience and qualifications.
And Peter, how much time does Lisa have?
2 minutes and 54 seconds.
Okay, there you go.
So I've been in the accounting and tax field for 23 years now. I'm currently a senior tax accountant for a CPA firm in Fresno that's been in business for 100 years. I have a lot of experience in finance, accounting, and taxation. I'm also a licensed and certified tax preparer. I can prepare in front of the state and the IRS. I have a lot of experience with financial statements, preparing, as well as comprehending and providing that information to internal and external users. After the discussion we had earlier this afternoon and the funding project the CCB is currently undergoing, I have a lot of experience dealing with investors at that level. The CPA firm I work for is a large provider of the Central Valley and the agriculture and large corporations. So dealing with people with millions of dollars is nothing new to me. I have been the treasurer for the Fresno chapter for many years. I think my chapter can contest on my behalf that I'm trustworthy, I'm impartial, dedicated, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Like Rob said, I've been a CCB member officially for probably about 6 years now, but I actually was born into the CCB. My parents have been members for about 45 years. As a little girl, my parents used to bring us to convention. I used to be one of the volunteers at the elevator that took the dogs out and helped people to their rooms. We used to walk out of here with a lot of money in our pocket, me and my sister and all the other kids. So I have definitely grown up in the CCB. I would like to use my professional experience to grow this organization financially. I am willing to put in the work to do whatever it takes to make sure that we get the funding that we need. And so I just want to thank everybody. And that's it for me.
All right. And we will now hear the next speaker. Is that, who was that? Refresh my memory, please. Was that Jeff Tom?
Yes.
No. Jeff Tom.
I'm ready whenever the speakers are ready.
Okay. Excuse me. So at the outset, I just want to say that we as an organization can be proud that we have a tale of two CCB families that are blended into this one election. And that says volumes about the competence of our organization and the dedication. And we can be proud of that. So I am standing here for Paul Patchy Jr. And I do so because he is one of the hardest workers I've ever known. He is one of the most conscientious people I've ever known. And I think he is the right person for the job at this time. Paul, too, has been in this organization a long, long time. He has been a chapter president and other chapter officers and has served as treasurer for the Capital Chapter as well. Paul has served on the board now and takes on whatever tasks he is asked to do. He will make tough decisions. He is a person of principle and is not afraid to make those decisions which other people may not like. And that's important on a board. You need voices that will do the unthinkable. Paul will be the type of individual who will know how to deal with the Treasury and to give you the information that you need and that the board needs. As a Randolph Shepherd vendor, he has to, you know, he has to handle his own books on a daily basis. He has to do his taxes. He is aware of the labor laws and other laws that are of importance, not only to profit-making ventures like his own, but to nonprofits as well. Paul is going to be mentored for those areas that he may not feel completely qualified in by a past treasurer of this organization. And there's one thing I can guarantee you about Paul Patchy Jr. He will work tirelessly on behalf of this organization. So I urge you to support Paul Patchy Jr. for treasurer. Thank you.
All right. And Peter, how much time is remaining?
2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay, are we ready?
All right, thank you guys. It is my pleasure to speak for Paul this evening. I've known Paul for many years. I have seen him grow up in this organization, and it's been my pleasure to see him get involved in various aspects of CCB over the last several years. As Jeff said, he's served on the board for now the last 4 years. He's also the current treasurer assisting the students affiliate. So Paul is one of those also that is looking to help grow the future of this organization. As Jeff said, Paul is a vendor running his own business. He is part of a group that has made a bid for a contract on, I believe it's 6 different military bases in Southern California. So you might think that this could cause him to have more time to have to deal or have to dedicate to his work. Well, if they get this contract, then Paul will be able to have more oversight and less of the actual hands-on running of the business, leaving him more time to dedicate to CCB. Paul is already one of the hardest working people I know for CCB, so just imagine what he could do if he has even more time. As I said, it's my pleasure, and it's always been my pleasure to work with Paul. I think Paul can do a great job for this organization, and I urge you to vote for Paul this evening. Thank you.
All right, so we will begin the distribution of the ballots. And listen carefully, I'm going to give you my instructions. If you are voting for Lisa Presley Thomas, leave your ballot intact. If you are voting for Paul Patchy Jr., then tear a corner off your ballot. So the ballots will be distributed now. And if we can prepare for the tallying, then we will get started on the delegate vote. Peter, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Peter is ready. So we'll begin with ACB Capital Chapter, 8 votes. One vote, Thomas. 7 votes, Patchy. Active Blind Inland Valleys. 5 votes. 5 votes, Thomas. You're welcome. Bayview Chapter, 9 votes. 9 votes, Thomas. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Thomas. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. California Library Users of America, 5 votes. 4 votes, Thomas. 1 vote, Patchy. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 3 votes, Thomas. 2 votes, Patchy. East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes. 7 votes, Thomas. Fresno Chapter, 7 votes. 7 votes, Thomas. Glendale Burbank Chapter, 5 votes. 2 votes, Thomas. 3 votes, Patchy. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, 5 votes. 4 votes, Thomas. 1 vote, Patchy. Greater Bakersfield Chapter, 5 votes. 2 votes, Thomas. 3 votes, Patchy. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 6 votes. 6 votes, Thomas. Inland Empire Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Thomas. Patchy. Again, if you wish to vote for Thomas, you leave your vote intact. If you wish to vote for Patchy, tear off a corner. And by the way, I need a ballot. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Thomas.
We need a couple ballots up here.
Ballot, please. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. Thank you.
Yes.
Redwood Empire Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Thomas. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. 5 votes, Thomas. San Francisco Chapter, 7 votes. 6 votes, Thomas. 1 vote, Patchy.
We're coming around to pick up the ballots.
San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 8 votes. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes, Patchy. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, 17 votes. 14, Thomas. 3, Patchy. Solano County. Yosemite Gateway, 8 votes. 8 votes, Thomas. All right, and ballots are being picked up. And just hold your ballot up where they can see it. one up here. Yep, I'm holding it up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Y'all be having way too much fun.
I think somebody opened that bottle of wine.
Maybe. Oh, we're going to give away another book. Another Olivia Ostergaard book. And by the way, she has some to sell if you're interested. Princeton. $17 for the. So this is a $17 value here. That's. I. Okay.
So we need to pull a name.
I can. You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pull another one here. Let's see what I got here. Here's the. Here we go. Lisa Thomas. Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, the two people who have gotten Olivia's book are members of her own chapter.
No, I think the other one was a member of Capital Chapter, I think. Yeah. Okay. Now, what were the odds of that? All right, here. Okay.
have the results.
Okay, the results are ready. Peter?
Presley Thomas, 163 votes. For Patchy, 72 votes.
All right, congratulations to Lisa. And let's hear a few words from Lisa.
Thank you, everyone, for your support. I appreciate it. I make a commitment right now to do my best to serve you as treasurer, and hopefully I will do everyone proud. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And can we hear from Paul?
I want to say thank you to everyone that voted for me. Congratulations, Lisa. I'm sure you're going to do a great job, so good luck.
Okay. And now we will move into our director positions. And why don't I turn the microphone over to Judy for this portion, if you please.
I have a question, Judy. Yeah. You have a question? How many board of directors positions do we have?
We have four.
Four positions.
Okay, perfect.
And we had, okay, I'm ready to go here. The nominations committee has put in nomination for the first board seat, the name of Frank Welty. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Last time, are there any other nominations from the floor? We got all that, yes. So, by moved and seconded that Frank Welty be declared the winner by acclamation. Congratulations, Frank. Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Just a point of order that we do need to take a vote.
Oh, did a point of, I thought we
no,
we
didn't have a vote.
No, no. The, by, oh, but wait a minute. We got to take the vote. All in favor, say aye. Opposed. I got way ahead of myself. By acclamation, indeed. Thank you.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who does that. I'm looking forward, though, to continuing to serve and to support the forward motion of this organization. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Now, here's your piece of paper back.
All right. Okay. There it is. Okay. And then we will move on to the next position, the position currently that has, for the name of Charlene Ornelas has been placed in nomination.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I proudly nominate Joni Patchy.
The name of Joni Patchy has been placed in nomination. And she does accept, yes. All right, are there any other nominees? Thank you. Any other nominees? Last call. Any other nominations from the floor? I'll accept the motion to close nominations. Do I have a motion to close nominations? So moved and seconded. All in favor of closing nominations, say aye. Say aye. Opposed? Say no. Abstentions? Say whatever you want. All right, we will proceed with the seconding speeches. Can we have, who will be the seconding speaker for Charlene Ornelas?
Ken Metz.
Ken Metz, anybody else? No. Just Ken, okay. And for Joni? And Karen Schroeder and Marjorie Donovan. All right, Peter, just let us.
I'm ready whenever the speakers are ready.
Peter's ready, so let's get a mic to Ken.
Okay. Charlene has certainly been a person that has been in this organization for a long time and has proven herself by being on the board here. She's been, of course, involved a lot with the guide dog group. I'm saying that because it went from GDUC to GS, whatever, Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., GSGDHI. And she's always been great at doing the fundraising. She's helped with getting puppy raisers. And she's also helped by being the GSGDHI person on the convention committee to check out the relief area. She's all over the convention, always helping wherever she is needed. And she has, I think, proven herself just by being involved with CCB in any capacity that people have needed her to help them with. Charlene, as I say, I first met her, I think it was right around 1990. She's always been an active person in CCB. I've never seen her. Maybe she has missed a convention, but I sure don't remember one. And she's always here. She has some, I remember one of her daughters, as a matter of fact, when she was little. And Charlene was always a great mom and, of course, also did a lot of work here in CCB. I think that Charlene has, as I said, she's been on the board. She is on the board, and I think she ought to remain on the board. Thank you.
All right. Then let's get the microphone over to Karen Schroeder.
3 minutes and 14 seconds remaining.
Oh, nobody else is speaking for.
Oh, sorry.
For Charlene, that's fine. So we'll let Peter reset.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and is Karen ready?
Yes.
Fire away.
No, you got it.
Go, Karen.
Go.
Yes. Joni Patchy graduated from the University of Monterey in international studies. She's also on the California School for the Blind Board. And as a longtime, amazing, smiling all the time vendor, she enjoys mentoring new vendors and encouraging and even employing transition age students who are in summer youth programs. She's full of creative ideas for activities to increase membership involvement. She wants every member to be involved and to use their talents and abilities. She's also the social activities committee guru. And a very giving person, always ready to serve. Just a very, very giving, involved person. You ask Joni to do something, and she'll do it to the best of her ability. So how else could I end a speech about Joni except to use her own words and say, have fun.
Four minutes and 4 seconds remaining.
Okay, good evening. I rise to speak about Joni Patchy, a short lady, a powerful lady, a lady whose heart is in this community of blind people, not only in the council, but she has mentored numerous children deciding to go into the vending program. Taking them on for the summer, working beside her. Joni hires blind people to work for her. She has a number of stands, and she needs help. She hires blind people. Joni's house is the happy house. Whether she's hosting a Capital Chapter picnic, or a transitional youth get-together, or a Tupperware party, it's all about the blind. She has financially assisted blind people that need money. She's not rich, she's a vendor. And I want to tell you my story of Joni. I met Joni at Enchanted Hills Camp when I was 14 years old. She was a head girls area leader. She is one incredible role model. You would swear this woman sees the way she runs around the camp and slapping her thighs. But most importantly, she is a role model for me growing up. Most of you don't know, I came from a very horrible family. And when I finally got to go to camp, it was my reprieval from my family. and the mentors like Joni. And then to move to Sacramento and reconnect with Joni and her family is incredible. Joni is all about service. Service is what she was born to be about. She can serve this organization with her many years' experience running vending stands financially, fundraisers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever Joni is called to do, she will be there and be ready to do it. Joni is a dedicated, committed individual, and this is her first run for the board, and I urge everyone to give Joni a wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
All right, we're going to be passing out ballots, so here are your instructions. If you are voting for Charlene Ornelas, leave your vote intact, your ballot intact. If you are voting for Joni Apache, then remove one corner of your ballot. So the ballots are being passed out. And Peter, let us know when you're ready for us to start the
I'm ready.
The vote. Okay, we will proceed with the delegate vote.
Again,
they're just in process. So again, if you don't have a ballot yet, raise your hand.
Yeah.
ACB Capital Chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes for Patchy. Active Blind Inland Valleys, 5 votes.
3 votes, Patchy. 2 votes, Ornelas.
2 votes, Ornelas. 3 votes, Patchy. Bayview Chapter, 9 votes. 9 votes, votes Ornelas. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
3 votes, Joni Patchy, 2 votes, Charlene Ornelas.
2 votes, Ornelas, 3 votes, Patchy. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes.
5 votes, Ornelas.
California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
Vote.
5 votes, Patchy. California Library Users of America, 5 votes. 3 votes, Ornelas, 2 votes, Patchy. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 1 vote, Ornelas, 4 votes, Patchy.
Can you say the
again, if you are voting for Ornelas, leave your ballot intact. If you are voting for Patchy, remove a corner from your ballot. East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes.
7 votes, Patchy.
7 votes, Patchy. Fresno Chapter, 7 votes. 4 votes, Ornelas, 3 votes, Patchy. Glendale Burbank Chapter, 5 votes.
Glendale Burbank votes, 3 votes, Ornelas, 2 votes, Patchy.
3 votes, Ornelas, 2 votes, Patchy. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, 5 votes.
5 votes, Ornelas.
5 votes, Ornelas.
Come by to pick up ballots.
Greater Bakersfield Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Ornelas.
5 votes, Ornelas. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 6 votes. 2 votes, Ornelas. 4 votes, Patchy. Inland Empire Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Ornelas. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Ornelas.
5 votes, Ornelas. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. Redwood Empire chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Ornelas. San Gabriel Braille Club, 5 votes. I'm sorry. It's getting late. San Diego Braille Club, that's much better. Everybody got moved on there. 5 votes, Ornelas. And they get a stay in beautiful San Diego. San Francisco chapter, 7 votes. 3 votes, yes. Ornelas. 4 votes, Patchy. San Gabriel Valley chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes, Ornelas. Silicon Valley.
1 second.
8 votes, Ornelas.
That was San Gabriel Valley?
Yes.
8 votes, Ornelas.
Ornelas, yes. Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, 17 votes. 12 votes, Ornelas. 5 votes, Patchy. Solano County Chapter. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes, Ornelas. All right, and the tallying will proceed. Again, they're collecting ballots, and so if your ballot hasn't been collected yet, raise your hand so they can get your ballot.
Oh, I see one.
Oh, you see one. Okay. They're chasing down those ballots. Look at them go. Run, 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 run. Isn't it beautiful? I hope you guys are wearing Fitbits. Or Apple Watches or something, you know.
I'll tell you later so I get a raise.
We gave you a raise last year.
Changing it. Made by the heartbeat.
Oh, that's right. Paul has a Fitbit. We have an announcement? Okay,
go. More ballots.
Still collecting ballots. Somebody has an announcement?
Yeah.
If you... I think... How are we doing for ballots? Everybody got your ballots that raised? Again, if you haven't had your ballot collected, raise your hand high so they can see you.
Yes, I wanted to mention that Golden State Guide Dog Handlers has a raffle going. It's $1 a ticket or $6 for $5. The prize is a $50 Amazon gift card, and because we like giving away prizes, we have 2 of them.
There you go. Thank you. Okay, the ballots have been collected. Very good. We'll continue with the counting there. Thank you, everybody. A notice from our sponsor.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we can have a couple more door prizes tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, frankly, we have so much on the agenda with the bylaws and Joe from DOR and that we really probably won't have time for door prizes, and then that would leave several, we'll, you know, save 3 or 4 for Sunday, but shall we go ahead and do a few more door prizes and do it that way? All right. Let's do money. 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 You pick a ticket.
Me pick a ticket?
You pick a ticket, Sarah. You pick a ticket.
And this is going to be for $25
from which chapter? CCB Fresno, $25.
Okay. I got. He's not the real.
No. Okay. It's okay.
James Chamberlain.
James Chamberlain.
Here's the mic.
James Chamberlain.
She knows he's not the real.
Oh, if he was here, we'd know.
I'm stirring them up.
We know that.
Yep. not in the room.
Katrina McCurdy.
Is Katrina in the room?
I don't think I can hear you. There you go.
Katrina McCurdy, are you in the room? If you are, stand up and wave your hands and everything so we know you're here. Is she here? But not. Is she here? You guys aren't going to believe this one. Joni Patchy. That is just too weird.
Mic. Mic 1 second. If she weren't going to the Capital Chapter hospitality room, we'd meet Joni in the bar. From Margie Frank. Another bottle of wine.
This is for a bottle of wine from Sierra Vista Vineyards in El Dorado. It's a 2012 Ruby Syrah. I think it's a dessert wine, correct?
A dessert wine.
Okay.
All right.
I'll draw.
She's being ambidextrous, drawing and holding the wine at the same time.
Christine Bailey.
There you go. All right. Okay. We have a cheerful crowd here tonight. You know that? It's nice.
Frank, I have the results whenever you're ready.
And go ahead.
Charlena Ornelas, 126 votes. Joni Patchy, 105 votes.
Ooh. All right. Charlene, would you like to say a few words?
Very much so. Thank you very much for voting on me for me, and I'm looking forward to representing the membership of this committee of this convent. yeah. Looking forward to representing all of the people who are members of the CCB, and I hope to see us be a much better group by next year. Thank you.
All right, let's hear from Joni.
I say congratulations, Charlene. I know you do a great job, and thank you so much for voting for me, those who did vote. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, the next individual that was placed in nomination for a position was Penny Valdovinos. Are there other nominations for the floor for this position?
Chairman?
Yes. The name of Peter Pardini has been placed in nomination. Yes?
I nominate Paul Patchy Jr.
Paul Patchy Jr. I believe Paul's already on the boards.
Yeah.
He's already there. Oh, that's right. That's your position, isn't it?
No,
he's... Okay, Paul Patchy Jr., I stand corrected, yes. Okay, are there other nominations?
I can't really take...
Are you willing to run for
here? Yes.
Okay.
Basically, just.
So again, we've got three so far. Are there any other nominations? Last call for nominations. Is there a motion and a second for nominations to be closed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. And we will close nominations. All right. So we're going to pass out ballots. And this time it's going to be a three-way. So here's how it's going to work. Everybody listen up. A little more complicated. Where they're passing out ballots. If you are voting for Penny Valdovinos, tear off. No, no, don't. Leave your ballot intact if you're voting for Penny Valdovinos. If you're voting for Peter Pardini, tear off one corner. If you're voting for Paul Patchy, tear off two corners. Again, intact for Penny Valdovinos, one corner for Peter Pardini, two corners for Paul Patchy. All right, who will be speaking for Penny Valdovinos? I hear Diane Deutsch. And anybody else? Just Diane? I'm sorry, can I have order, please? So, Penny, your speakers are Diane Deutsch and anybody else? Just Diane? And if necessary, Penny can say something else as well. All right. And Peter?
Kevin Berkery and Linda Perrell.
Kevin Berkery and Linda Perrell. Okay. And for Paul? So you will just use what you did in the last one. Okay, that's fine. All right. Okay, Peter, when you're ready with the time. Then. Oh, okay. Can we have somebody else do the timing for us?
Yeah, he is. She is.
Okay, is that Sarah?
I'm ready with the timer.
Okay, we're ready with the timer. So, Diane, as soon as you get a microphone, we're ready to go.
I have one. Okay. I've known Penny since.
Order, please.
I've known Penny since 2005 when she got me involved in CCB.
Yeah, please get closer to the mic. Yeah,
you thanks. Want me to eat it.
There you go.
I've known Penny since 2005 when she talked me into joining the California Council of the Blind and introduced me to it. It was about the time I had to stop working and I was legally blind by then. Penny joined CCB in 2000. She is the one who started Dining in the Dark in Bakersfield in 2006. We have been having Dining in the Dark there every year during the third week of March. Third week of October. This is March. It's been very successful. It has been our fundraiser every year since. It's been 12 years now that we've been doing that. She was co-chair of Dining in the Dark for our council here last night. She's a member of CCCLV, a member of GSGDHI, and of course a member of the Greater Bakersfield Chapter of the Blind, where she has been president, vice president, and secretary numerous times. And she's involved in work with the Salvation Army as well. She has always advocated for the blind and visually impaired as well as other disabilities. She's been to Capital Action Day every time we've had a convention in Sacramento. She's advocated with the Kern County Independent Living Center, where she is also on the board. She's been doing that since 2006. And what else? She's an awesome person. I think you should all vote for her.
Okay, we still have...
Does anyone else want to speak for Penny?
Well, Penny is speaking for herself, we assume.
Penny, if...
I'm
No. No, no. It was Penny would speak for herself.
Okay.
And Penny, you still have 2 minutes, 39 seconds left if you'd like to use them.
That's a lot of time. I have advocated for the visually impaired even before I was part of the Council of the Blind. I'm not from California, but I was blind when I was born. I was born with dislocated lenses. I have been visually impaired all my life, but I was lucky. I did drive. They took my license, but I did drive for a bit. Darn. And I keep telling them that that's what the bumps on the freeway are for. I do work with senior citizens and talk and discuss about all the things for them that are available for their vision and visually impaired. I work at a senior program on second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. It's all volunteer. Thank you. I enjoy helping people. It is my passion to help and bring any talents that I have to this board.
Okay. And now let's hear from Peter's speakers.
Are we passing out ballots?
Yes.
Good evening.
No, we can't. We shouldn't pass them out until we after the election.
I'm speaking up tonight to urge you all to vote for Peter Pardini for a member of the CCB Board of Directors. For the past 5 years, I've been on the Budget Committee and worked with Peter and come to appreciate his knowledge and smarts in accounting and in putting out the Treasury reports. Peter is one of the hardest working people I've seen. In fact, I never see you take any time off, Peter. You're always working. Peter is, as I said, a working accountant, and I think that would be a great asset to our new incoming treasurer, as he could, after four terms as treasurer, would be able to give her some advice and mentoring, if she needs it, on the budget. Therefore, I urge you to cast your vote for Peter Pardini.
All right. How much time left? 3:59.
Okay. Ooh, I have a bit of time. Well, you know, CCB needs change, and CCB also needs continuity. And so I'm speaking tonight for Peter Pardini. Peter has been a member of CCB for a very long time. He didn't tell me exactly when he joined, but I hear lots of stories about his days at SF State with Leslie Tom, Ellie Lee, and Connie Bateman. I'll call them the Brat Pack. And that they spent time being mentored by Winifred Downing. Couldn't find a better mentor in those days. And so Peter has been with us for a very long time. He served as treasurer two separate times for CCB. Most recently, he's completing his fourth term as treasurer. He is committed to CCB and wants to continue to participate in a meaningful way in the organization. I second Kevin's comments that he can provide some guidance for the new treasurer and some knowledge of how the organization works and how the culture works, quite frankly, because he's been a member for so long. He is stalwart in the San Francisco chapter, has been very devoted to our Student Education Access Grant, helping to fundraise for that cause for many years, especially the several years that the grant was associated with Alice Chavez, his late wife. So, Peter, you know, what would CCB without Peter? Let's give him another shot at the board.
Thank you. And we've already heard from Paul Patchy's speakers. So again, if you are voting for Penny Valdovinos, leave your ballot intact. If you are voting for Peter Pardini, tear off one corner. If you are voting for Paul Patchy, tear off two corners. And if you don't have a ballot yet, raise your hand.
I think they're just distributing ballots.
And they're distributing ballots now. Okay, very good.
Basically, at the bottom here, I put the individuals on the second page.
All right, and we're going to proceed with the delegate vote. When the are the tallyers ready? Are you ready? Oh, are we ready to collect the, to do the chapter vote? Okay, we'll proceed with the chapter vote. ACB Capital Chapter. 8 votes for Patchy. 5 votes.
2 votes for Patchy, 2 votes for Valdovinos, and 1 vote for Pardini.
For Pardini. 1 vote for 2 votes for Valdovinos, 1 vote for Pardini, 2 votes for Patchy. Bayview chapter, 9 votes. 9 votes, Pardini. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
Let's see, 3 votes for Peter Pardini, 2 votes for Penny Valdovinos.
2 votes, Valdovinos, 3 votes, Pardini. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. 5 votes, Valdovinos. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. California Library Users of America, 5 votes.
5 votes, Patchy.
5 votes, Patchy. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes. 7 votes, Patchy. Fresno chapter, 7 votes.
4 votes, Penny. 2 votes, Peter. 1 vote, Patchy.
4 votes, Valdovinos. 2 votes, Pardini. 1 vote, Patchy. Oops, hold on. Glendale Burbank chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Pardini. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, 5 votes.
3 votes, Pardini, 2 votes for Paul Patchy.
3 votes, Valdovinos, 2 votes, Patchy. Greater Bakersfield Chapter, 5 votes.
Greater Bakersfield Chapter, proud to present the cast. Entire 5 votes for his favorite daughter, Penny Valdovinos.
5 votes, Valdovinos. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 6 votes. 4 votes, Valdovino. 2 votes, Patchy. Inland Empire Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Valdovinos. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Valdovinos. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. Redwood Empire Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Valdovinos. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. Repeat that, please.
For Pardini?
Are you saying Pardini? quiet, please. I'm not hearing. Say it one more time, please. Five votes, Pardini. Thank you, Joseph. San Francisco chapter, seven votes. Seven votes, Pardini. San Gabriel Valley chapter, eight votes. Eight votes, Patchy. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, 17 votes. Two for Valdovinos, two for Pardini, 13 votes for Patchy. Solano County chapter, Yosemite Gateway chapter, two votes Valdovinos, two votes Pardini, four votes Patchy. That's right. Okay, and so again, they're collecting ballots. Yes. If it happens that if one of our candidates does not manage to get a majority of 50, more than 50%, then the top two candidates will have a runoff. So we shall see.
Yeah, we will.
I think it's been a while since we did one of those.
It has been.
Oh, I'm telling you, just saying those votes was tough enough. I'm glad I wasn't the one counting.
No problem. I have an extra.
That Mr. Griffith wishes to make an announcement. Can we get him a microphone? Oh, which Robin Patchy? Okay, Robin, let's get on mic. Okay, Robin. If we can get Robin Patchy a microphone. I believe Robin Patchy was calling for the floor.
I thought so. It was Rob. That's really loud. I'm not going to be that loud. So I am the current student president. We are having a raffle. The drawing will be tomorrow at banquet. You do not need to be present to win. If you won't be present, I just need your phone number and your name on the tickets. Tickets are $1 a piece. We have three prizes going. Six for five. Okay, yeah, six for five. You're going to mess up my routine, Gabe. But we have a 2018 large print calendar planner, generously donated by Artist Basin, as well as a tote bag donated by Artist Basin. I believe she's also selling tickets, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, she has tickets as well as I do, so you can find her or me. Either way works. And then our final prize, which is a grand prize, is a small bag that has lots and lots of goodies in it. And it's from C's. There's a C's bunny. Ooh. There's some C's eggs. There's some C's lollipops. And on top, the best part of it, a $20 gift card to C's.
Ooh, chocolate.
Oh, and if you want to find me, I will be at Hospitality tonight, and you can also purchase tickets tomorrow morning. Let me actually check with my chapter table. Will you be able to sell tickets in the morning? So while I'm having my business meeting, you can go to ACB Capital Chapter Table and buy tickets. And from 12 on, you can come to the Tupperware table, and I will sell them to you there as well. Ooh. Thank you.
We have results. Order, please.
For Valdovinos, the total votes were 68 for 29%. Is that right, Peter? Is that how I say it? Okay. For Pardini, we have 61 votes, which is 26%. And for Paul Patchy Jr., we've got 103 votes for 44%.
So we're going to have a runoff between Valdovinos and Patchy. So we will pass out some more ballots. And on this one, listen up, please. If you're voting for Valdovinos, keep your ballot intact. If you're voting for Patchy, tear off one corner. Yep, it's Patchy. All right. Let me know when we're ready to start the delegate vote. Okay, tell me when you guys are ready.
Oh, I got my pen. Yeah. I'll do it. I mean,
yeah. This should go fast. We're all warmed up. Did Jeff Tom call for the floor? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Okay. Are we ready to tally? Are we ready? Are we ready for the chapter vote?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're ready.
Okay, order, please. We're going to proceed with chapter vote. Order, please. Are the ballots being passed out?
Yeah, they can pass out ballots.
We can pass out ballots, yes. We will proceed with the chapter vote. ACB Capital Chapter, 8 votes. Eight votes, Patchy. Active Blind Inland Valleys. Chapter, 5 votes.
3 votes, Valdovinos, 2 votes, Patchy.
3 votes, Valdovinos, 2 votes, Patchy. Bayview chapter, 9 votes. 9 votes, Valdovinos. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, Patchy.
5 votes, Patchy. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. 5 votes, Valdovinos. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. California Library Users of America, 5 votes. 1 vote, Valdovinos. 4 votes, Patchy. Again, on the ballots, if you want to vote for Valdovinos, leave your ballot intact. If you want to vote for Patchy, tear off one corner.
Thank you.
Contra Costa chapter. 5 votes. 5 votes, Patchy. East Los Angeles chapter. 7 votes. 7 votes, Patchy. Fresno chapter. 7 votes. 6 votes, Valdovinos. 1 vote, Patchy. Glendale Burbank chapter. Five votes. Five votes, Patchy. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, five votes. Three votes, Valdivinos, two votes, Patchy.
Coming around. Good morning. Coming around, pick up ballots.
Excuse me, who's calling for the floor?
They're picking up ballots.
Oh, they're picking up ballots, sorry. Okay. Greater Bakersfield Chapter, five votes. Five votes, Valdivinos.
Oh, yes, please.
Greater Los Angeles Chapter, six votes. Five votes, Valdivinos, one vote, Patchy. Inland Empire Chapter, five votes. Five votes, Valdivinos. Orange County Chapter, five votes. Five votes, Valdivinos. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, five votes. Five votes, Patchy. Redwood Empire Chapter, five votes. Five votes, Valdivinos. San Diego Barrel Club, five votes. Five votes, Valdivinos. San Francisco Chapter, seven votes. Two votes, Valdivinos, five votes, Patchy. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, eight votes. Eight votes, Patchy. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, 17 votes. 4 votes, Valdivinos, 13 votes, Patchy. Solano County Chapter. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 8 votes. 8 votes, Valdivinos. And again, if you haven't had your ticket collected yet, raise your hand with the ticket so they can see you. No hands are being raised, so I guess everybody's turned in their ballot. Good. We're coming up on the home stretch, folks. Okay. Door prize, huh? $25 from Bayview. Ooh, that's nice.
And it's beautifully Braille. 56.
And it's got Braille on it. Yay, Braille. There you go.
Oh, actually
disqualified. Randy Barney.
Not here.
Not here.
But he bought two tickets for Dining in the Dark. I don't know why he's not.
Warren Cushman. Are you here, Warren? Warren? Stand up, Warren. You can buy a big bottle of Robitussin for Lisa. Or cough drops or something.
I'm doing it.
I hear a request for announcement in the back of the room. If so, please raise your hand and we'll get a microphone to you. And let us know who's calling for the floor. And let's pay attention, folks. Is our announcement person ready?
This is Karen. I just wanted to make a quick announcement that I think we have amazing volunteers here tonight, and I think they should all be wearing Fitbits.
Absolutely.
It's getting pretty expensive. That's how it's counted.
Okay. Sync those Fitbits tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Is 33. And then for the one with the rib was 50.
Ooh, Sarah got 13,000 steps already today. 13,770. And her daily goal is only 7, so that she's almost doubled. And she's not done.
Whoa. I have the results.
Results are ready. Go ahead, Peter.
Valentino, Penny. Penny is 104 votes. And Paul Pecci is 127.
Whoa! Okay. Okay. Let's hear from Paul.
Thank you for the votes. I look forward to continuing my work with the board.
I'm not going
to
run
and supporting everything that this organization is trying to achieve. I want to thank Peter and Penny as well. Thanks.
Okay. And Penny, please favor us with your.
Thank you guys all for all your votes. I really appreciate it. And Paul, you're doing a fantastic job. I've run into you constantly at this convention. You deserve everything you get, and I will be working hard. And I'll continue with all the advocacy that I love to do at the Capitol.
Excellent. And we have one more position to fill, and the nominee is Rob Turner. Are there any other nominations from the floor? One more time, are there any other nominations from the floor? Last call for the night. Any other nominations from the floor? There's. It's been moved and seconded that nominations be closed and that Rob Turner be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye. And I will interpret Rob as I. All opposed say no. Abstention. Rob Turner, congratulations.
No, thanks. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm very pleased, very, very pleased to be able to serve again.
Mr. Chairperson?
Peter.
You forgot to allow me to make a couple comments.
Go ahead, Peter.
I'd like to thank everybody for voting for me. And I'll, even though I didn't get elected, I'll support Paul Pecci and all the CCB board of directors. And I'll provide any mentoring support for the new treasurer, Lisa. And
thank you, Peter. All right, that concludes the business for our meeting, our session this evening. We declare the convention in recess. We will resume tomorrow afternoon at 1:30.
And don't forget the board meeting tomorrow at 7 in the junior ballroom.